Mix 94.7 KMCH 811 on this Wednesday morning. We are knee deep in county fair season, one of my favorite times of year, because you get a chance to get out and see things you might not see normally through the course of a year. And Abby Yeager, star of stage and screen, who holds her office next to Lucas Gobeli. And so because of that, we apologize first off. And I say that, Abby, knowing Lucas is a close friend for years. How did you draw the short straw to have your office right next to his up there at the Jones County Fairgrounds?
Absolutely. I will say, this is my first year working for the fair, and I'm really excited about it. Lucas brought me on this year to help in the office and do some social media marketing work with him and help out the fair the best I can. I've been volunteering for the last 3 years, and this year we made it official. And so, yeah, I'm stuck next door to him every day.
Is he in the office right now? If we talk about him, he'll hear us?
He does happen to be in the office, but I don't know that he'll hear you. I have you on my headset.
Oh, well, that's probably best. So
probably just as well.
Well, it's the five greatest days of summer, not to take away from any other county fair going on, but you guys, you bring it up a notch. You warm it up a little. You're kind of the standard that's set when it comes to entertainment. Tell me right off the bat, Abby, what we can look forward to for the Great Jones County Fair 2022 edition.
Yeah, so we're super excited to fire up for the best 5 days of summer. We've been hard at it. So we're looking at July 19th through the 24th. And it's presented by Wellmark. On Thursday night, we're going to have Iowa Beverage and Coors Light proudly sponsoring Hank Williams Jr. with Tracy Bird. Friday night, we're going to hit it off with Brothers Osborne and Lee Bryce, which I'm really excited about. That's sponsored by 7G Distributing and Bud Light. And then Saturday night, we got Lady A swinging in. The last two times they've been here, they brought rain, so we're going to pray that that doesn't happen this year.
Were you at the last show that they were at, Abby? Do you remember that show?
I do remember that.
I think we're all standing in the pouring rain, and I parked right next to Lucas and Chris and back in the track, and luckily I had my pickup because we drove to almost middle of the tire water to get off the fairgrounds that night. But it was a fantastic show.
It's going to be better this year. We're looking up. Things are looking up. Weather's looking great. I'm super excited for Delaware County to have some killer weather this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we can live off of that good vibe.
Sunday night, we're bringing it
home with Blanco Brown.
I was going to say, the range of entertainment, you got the classic country, you got Lady A, you got Tracy Bird, you got Blanco Brown. How do you do it every year, year after year, consistent on ground and consistent grandstand entertainment that's really second to none?
Yeah, I always say the sky's bluer in Jones County, and they just seem to attract to that, and we'll go with that for today.
Abby Yeager with us this morning from the Great Jones County Fair. Now, you mentioned that Delaware County going on right now, they've had just superb weather. Even on rainy days, though, it seems like people still make the drive up to Monticello and come be a part of it, because you got the big stuff at night, but you're also known for a lot of great competitions and free entertainment once you get in the gate through the day, too.
Yeah, which is one thing we're super excited about bringing this year. We did one of the big things we're doing this year is our daily gate. Generally, it's $10 a person. Wednesday through Friday from 8 to 1, we're going to have a $5 gate. And then outside of that is the $10. So we're excited to kind of hit that market a little bit earlier and get people to the fair earlier. We are offering a lot of free stage. A lot of our Pepsi Plaza entertainment, that's free. We kicked that up a notch this year to get people here and some family-friendly activities to get people to want to come to the fair and spend the day with us, because who doesn't want to spend a day in Jones County?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What is it when you go out, and I know you're doing a lot of marketing, when you go out and you say, hey, I'm with the Jones County Fair, the Great Jones County Fair, what's that reaction that people have?
I'm going to be honest. This is the first year I've got to say it officially, and it's a little bit different than it has been for me personally. It's something that you just, it's in your blood, it gets in your soul, and you just love it. And I'm super fortunate to have grown into this role, and I do have family from Jones County, Delaware County, Dubuque County, and I mean, they're all like, you did it, kid, because I'm living my dream right now, working for the Great Jones County Fair.
You know, truly, truly a great organization to be a part of. Abby Yeager with us, by the way, on the phone, Jones County. Last time, Abby, you were with us, we were talking about the big breakfast kicking off off things for the ag community. Give me a little recap of that since we got you on the horn here this morning.
Yeah, so I am with the Jones County Pork Producers. We did an ag breakfast here at the beginning of June, and it was a stellar event. We fed about 700. We had a great day. We had great weather. We had great community support. We are going to hit it back again next year, same Sunday, first Sunday in June. And we could not have been more thrilled with our turnout. So.
Well, and you're hoping that same turnout carries over to the fairgrounds this week. Let's talk about tickets. Let's talk about when the gates open and kind of when's it all start and when's it all wrap up and how can we get there?
Yeah, so Tuesday night, we're going to have our sneak a peek night here with our kicking off with our queen coronation. And we're having the attraction pool Tuesday night as well. Gate is free on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, official kickoff from 8 to 1. The gate will be $5. After that, it's 10. We have our second tractor pull, and then Thursday the concerts kick off, and we got our 4-H show in that morning. We got all sorts of fun stuff going on that day, and then it just slides into the great weekend of all of our acts, the Brothers Osborne, Lee Bryce, Hank Williams, everybody. We're excited.
I have right here in my hand the latest weather forecast. Mostly sunny next week, Tuesday, 90. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 90. Thursday, partly cloudy, 90. Friday, partly cloudy, 88. Saturday, partly cloudy, 86. That is perfect weather for a county fair.
County fair. I don't know what it is.
I was going to say, you guys must have gotten a hold of the gang over there at TV9 and put in a few extra bucks, huh?
Yeah, we'll keep them. As long as the water's cold, the beer's cold, we'll have it ready here in Jones County.
One thing I want to ask you about is, and I've seen it on Facebook, and if you can't speak to it, we'll get Lucas back with us. Tell us a little bit about the card that you guys are using on the fairgrounds this year for buying food and drinks.
So the card has owned my week so far. So any fair grower knows prior to this year, we've had the blend card. We are phasing out of the blend card this year. You will be able to use your blend card. You just cannot add to it. We are transferring over to the Great Jones County Fair card. They're really aesthetically pleasing and very branded and nice. And they will be on the grounds prior to the grounds. You can stop at the office and get one. Next week, they'll be plastered everywhere. Just as the blend card was, you can grab it at any beer booth. It's for alcoholic beverages only. We're just switching hands, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing in the long run, but we're just trying to make sure everybody's aware of it.
Now, you said they're aesthetically pleasing. Does that mean it has a picture of Fair Manager Emeritus John Harms dressed up as a Monopoly guy on it?
That would have made my life, but it does have our fair logo, and it says the Great Jones County Fair, because really, I mean, I'll give Delaware this week, but next week, we all know the Great Fair.
There you go. There you go. Travel up to Monticello. We're going to be there next week with the Meet the Champions reports and everything. Looking forward to that. Abby, before we let you get back to work, give us the website and where we can go to get last-minute tickets and everything for this next week.
Yeah, so hit us at the website, greatjonescountyfair.com. Tickets are still for sale for everywhere, or stop in our office here. We're working at it, but it's going to be a great year.
Now, as soon as you get off the phone with me, walk over to Gobelai's office and tell him you need a raise after this interview, all right?
He already knows that.
Abby, good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Love catching up with you. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks,
there you go. Abby Yeager with us live from the Great Jones County Fairgrounds. They're getting ready for their big fair kicking off next week with Sneak a Peek Tuesday.